Now the game's simple. Best ones are. You want mercy? Play by the rules.
Any identification on the victim?
Puzzle piece.
But Jigsaw has been dead for 10 years.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
Help!
Hi, Peter and Michael. How are you?
Doing well.
Thank you.
It's really nice to talk to you again. Last time we had a chat was for Predestination. So I jumped at the chance to talk to you again Jigsaw. Give us a rundown on what Jigsaw is about. We'll get the nitty-gritty out of the way to start off with.
Well, it's set in the Saw world. It's 10 years after the death of our main villain, John Kramer. He's been dead for 10 years, and there's these bodies turning up all around the city, and they've got these links to Jigsaw, to the Jigsaw killer. And we've got a group of detectives who are trying to figure out what's going on. It couldn't possibly be him because he's been dead. Is it a copycat? You know, what's going on? And there's a real mystery around that. And at the same time, there are people in jeopardy what looks like it might be another John Kramer trap. But you know, there's a mystery and a thriller, and it's, or there's a ticking clock element to the whole movie, and you know, it's just a great thrill ride.
I'm a massive fan of the series. I actually worked at a cinema when the last couple of films came out, and I'll always remember that some of the younger staff refused to go in and do cinema checks during the films because they were that scared of what was on screen. So it always used to make me laugh about that. So, Peter, what was it about this film that made, well, Peter and Michael, what was it about this film that made you guys want to do it? When the script was presented to you guys, what was it about it?
Well, I mean, it was just that. It was the fact that the script was really solid and really good. And you know, when we first read it, it was a total page turner. You know, Michael and I read a ton of scripts, and quite often, you know, you're struggling to get through the first 20 pages. This was, you know, you just kept flipping through, wanting to know what was going to happen, and that's a really great sign of interesting material. And so it started there. And when you say, you know, the theater, the ushers and people working at the theater didn't want to go into and check the print. It's that kind of stuff that's interesting too. But for Michael and I, that's not what drew us into it. We weren't trying to just go in there and make the most gross and disgusting Saw movie. That's not our intention. In fact, we went in when we pitched our version of what we wanted to do with the movie. That was the thing that we really wanted to try and avoid, was to make it more disgusting. It's really about making it thrilling and exciting, because the first movie wasn't that violent. It was more suggested, or it was, I mean, you see certain things, but it was certainly not what the series became later on with the level of violence and gore. So we wanted to kind of strip that back a little bit and get back to the interesting plot twists and the thriller aspect of it.
No, for sure. I fully agree with you. And I actually rewatched number one last night, and I forgot how good it really is, and that the ending, the last 5 minutes, just blows your mind. And I remember watching it in cinema, and then I remember just watching it last night. I was like, this is incredible. Now, Michael, how is it different working on a film that you guys have actually created and written yourselves, to basically joining a part of a popular franchise with the script already done for you? What's the difference for you guys?
About 3 years.
Okay. So it's obviously the time factor comes into it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The time factor comes into it. It's, you know, there's something so difficult about starting with a blank page and trying to create characters and story and build something out. It's such a lengthy process. And to not have to write everything is a joy, and to be able to focus more on the directing aspect is a real joy too. So I found it great, and it also it's interesting to sort of delve into something that is well established, you know, just obviously with the previous films, but also with this script. It sort of it had fleshed out so many of the issues, so many things they worked on the script for quite a long time. So it's great to come in with fresh eyes and being able to offer some perspective on the script, rather than, I think, if you write your own material, sometimes you can lose a little perspective on what you've written, only because you're so close to it. So it's nice to come in from a more objective point of view and be able to sort of decipher the things that work. And it was also fun to, like, it was very collaborative. It wasn't like, here's the script, you must do it exactly this way and you cannot change anything. And it wasn't that at all. It was very fluid and it was very sort of collaborative. And it constantly evolved as we brought in our production designer and our DP and everybody. We sort of, everything was continually evolving in terms of the way the traps were going to play, in terms of the way the photographically we were going to shoot the film, the way we were going to build the set. Everything was constantly evolving, as it always does in filmmaking. But this was, it was nice to go into something with some sort of objectivity and not so, so sort of, I'm not passionate, but so sort of, or have these sort of preconceived ideas of something I've been working on for years already.
Yeah, for sure. I actually watched an interview with the producers and Tobin last night as well to prep for today, and the producers said that over 7 years they had hundreds of pitches for the continuation of the story, and it took them this long to find the one that they wanted to do. So I'm quite excited to see what sort of direction it's going to go in this time. But what was it like working with Tobin?
Well, I mean, To what degree we've worked with him will remain a mystery.
Yeah, of course. But obviously, you met the guy, and he played John Kramer, what, 7 times? Did you talk to him about his character and what he thought the direction of it might go? Like, I know you don't want to give anything away, and I don't want you to, but he's very into his character.
Absolutely. And we spent quite a bit of time with Tobin, and he is sort of the gatekeeper of that character, and he cares deeply about it. And it's not just you know, a horror franchise to him. It's not just a character that was lying on the floor and he got up and he went along for a ride. He really genuinely cares about it, and he cares about the philosophy of John Kramer, what he's trying to say and who he is. And Tobin will write his own stuff too. You know, there'll be a framework of things that might be said on a tape, and he'll say, yeah, but he'd really say it like this, and we need to change this word, this line, and you can't, you can't argue that point, because there's nobody that knows it better than him.
Yeah.
So, it was great, and he is a very collaborative guy too, and open to things, and he's just a really good actor. That's the thing, is they lucked out when they asked the guy to lie on the floor for whatever it was, 15 days, and they happened to have Tobin Bell do that, and he became the face of the franchise.
Definitely, he's fantastic. Now, just one last question to wrap it up. We're going to just quick one on your next film, Winchester, because I'm really excited about that film as well. Now, Winchester Mystery House, it's based on real events. Is that a very different process from working in horror, fantasy, or sci-fi, going from something that's based on a true story to a certain extent to creating everything yourself?
Sorry, Michael, are you there? Look, I'm happy to answer that one. Of course, it's fascinating, because we we did a tremendous amount of research on the house and on the character of Sarah Winchester, who's the heiress to the rifle fortune, and the place is real, the person is real, and so to do that is really exciting. And the fact that we got to shoot in the real house, and we're doing a period movie, that's set in at a time when certain real events happened. It's really fascinating and a fun thing to do, and also the fact that it's a scary haunted house movie. So you go down that road too of possible reasons why certain things were the way they were, and why she built certain things, and it's a really great story about a really remarkable and interesting woman.
And obviously, getting Helen Mirren is always a plus.
Yeah, it's a huge plus.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with me today. Good luck with the release of Jigsaw. I'm sure it'll go super well, and obviously, I'm excited to see Winchester early next year. So thanks, guys. Nice to talk to you again.
Great. Thank you so much.
We're chasing a dead man. Just morning's kid. He's the copycat. He's crazy.
So afraid. Live or die. The choice is yours.
You know what happens if we don't follow the rules.
The blood under the fingernails of our victim is John Kramer, the Jigsaw killer.
That's impossible.
No, it's not creepy at all.